Support for this podcast comes from Smartwater. Want to get a little more from every sip? Smartwater Alkaline doesn't just taste crisp and pure. It's loaded with everything you need to perform at your best, whether you're running marathons or boardroom meetings. Elevate how you hydrate and pick up a Smartwater Alkaline today. To learn more, visit drinksmartwater.com.
Good morning and welcome to the SB Nation NFL Daily Kickoff brought to you by DraftKings. DraftKings Sportsbook is an official sports betting partner of the NFL. Download the DraftKings Sportsbook app today and use code SBNNFL for a special offer when you sign up. That's code SBNNFL only at DraftKings. I'm Rob Stats Guerrera. It is Tuesday, October 26, 2021. Let's kick off your day with the biggest stories in the NFL. The Saints were in Seattle last night to play the Seahawks, and man, did we miss Drew Brees and Russell Wilson. Instead, we got Jameis Winston and Geno Smith, and it showed.
Boy, they're going to need a miracle here. Fourth and 28 from the 7-yard line of Seattle, trailing by three. In the shotgun formation is Smith. They got seven deep in the secondary, drops back in the end zone after the snap, gets away from pressure, runs in the end zone, stops, plants, throws, far side. It's almost intercepted, incomplete at the 20. It goes over to New Orleans on downs, and this baby is over.
The great Kevin Harlan on Westwood One on the call. You heard it there. Saints get the win. Final score 13-10. Seattle actually took an early lead on an 84-yard touchdown catch from DK Metcalf, but Geno Smith and company only gained 135 more yards the rest of the night. The Seahawks fall to 2-5 on the year and 0-3 this season in games finished by someone other than Russell Wilson. For the Saints, the offense wasn't much better, but the win still pushes them to 4-2 on the year and sets up a huge game next week at home against the 6-1 Buccaneers. Honestly, the highlight of the night might have been when Peyton and Eli Manning were joined by former Seahawks running back Marshawn Lynch, who proceeded to tell the world he did 3 shots of Hennessy to prepare for the interview and dropped 3 shits and a fuck while he was on the air. Couple of quick hits for you now. The rumors continue to swirl about the possibility of a Deshaun Watson trade before the November 2nd trade deadline. Well, the report from ESPN is that Watson will consider teams other than just the Miami Dolphins. His ultimate goal is to get out of Houston rather than just to get to Miami. And the growing expectation is that the Carolina Panthers could get involved again. They were going after Watson big time earlier this offseason before all the sexual assault allegations surfaced. Now they could get back involved. We will keep you posted. Bears head coach Matt Nagy announced he has tested positive for COVID. Special teams coordinator Chris Tabor will run the team meetings during his absence. Nagy will require 2 negative tests 24 hours apart before he will be allowed to return. Speaking of COVID, the Packers are dealing with an outbreak right now. They already lost defensive coordinator Joe Barry this week after he tested positive. And now wide receiver Devontae Adams has also been placed on the COVID list. Because they play the Cardinals on Thursday, it is likely that Barry and Adams will not be on the field for this week's game. In New York, Jets quarterback Zach Wilson is expected to miss 2 to 4 weeks with a sprained PCL in his right knee. That would have left Mike White as the only other active quarterback on the roster, so the Jets decided to trade for another come-on-down Eagles quarterback Joe Flacco, who you might remember actually started 4 games for gangrene last year. The compensation is not much. The Eagles will get a 6th-round draft pick that can become a 5th-rounder, depending on Flacco's playing time, according to Adam Schefter of ESPN. That is the latest news in the world of the NFL on Tuesday, October 26th. Follow the SB Nation NFL show so you don't miss an episode. If you like what you hear, please leave us a rating and a review as well. Enjoy your Tuesday, everybody. I'm Rob Stats Guerrera. We'll talk tomorrow.
Support for this podcast comes from Smartwater. Want to get a little more from every sip? Smartwater Alkaline doesn't just taste crisp and pure, it's loaded with everything you need to perform at your best, whether you're running marathons or boardroom meetings. Elevate how you hydrate and pick up a Smartwater Alkaline today. To learn more, visit drinksmartwater.com.